You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? You know it's gonna make it that much better.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Pop your tops. Let's get in here early. It is Festivus Friday, 576-7798. Mr. Sterrett, you get the honorary first grievance of the week, sir.
Thank you. My grievance is with those people that are in front of you at the soda fountain at a convenience store or restaurant or whatever, and will fill up their cup and then stand there and drink like half of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then fill it up again. Not only are you holding up the line, but that is the most Hoosier thing you could ever possibly do.
You're not supposed to be loitering at the bay of drink choices.
That's right. Ice, soda, go. The end. Not drink half of it, fill it back up, and then go.
That's a good one. And you know what? That's a new one.
That is a new one. And you know what I like?
What?
New ones.
Drinker at the QT standing and holding up the line guy.
Yeah.
Filler-upper guy.
Yeah, filler-upper person thing. Jerk. Wow.
Thanks. I feel better now.
Good.
That's the goal. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
I lost my train of thought.
Get to Dave and Lee Summit here in just a moment. I hope he is not challenging me on my Iron Maiden fandom. Kelly in Cass County. Kelly, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
I have a grievance about recycling, but really quick, I want to ask if you will be doing any remotes with Will Sterrett while Kara's on maternity leave, because my son has heard Jam or No Jam this week, and he really wants to meet him.
We will try. I'm sure in the next 3 months we will do at least two live remotes. We will try to bring Will out. Tell your son, though, we cannot do Jam or No Jam on a live remote. It would be technically
really hard
impossible.
That's fine. I think he just wants to bask in the awesomeness.
Okay. Okay.
Don't we all?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay, thank you. So my grievance is that I have no place to take recycling. They had dumpsters at the schools in Lee Summit, but they are not for public use anymore. They took away the recycling centers in Lee Summit and in Independence. These are the places that I go.
And you don't have curbside, I take it?
No, because I'm on a rural trash route, and none of the companies offer that. So there's no place for me to take it except for like 20, 25 minutes to Harrisonville, because my trash company does have a center there, but I never go to Harrisonville.
Right.
Like,
and that's a long way to drive with trash, Kelly, to recycle. I feel you. I don't know
what to say. And I would have to do it a couple of times a week, too, because I can't just let it pile up, because we live in a country, we'd have all kinds of critters.
Yeah.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Kelly, God bless you. Dave and Lee Summit. Hello, Dave.
How are you, brother?
I'm well, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Well, how are you?
Good.
I just would like to say I have a grievance with big, tough Iron Maiden guy who jumps like a little scared baby deer when a Harley starts.
Oh, this is Guitar Pick, Dave. That's not fair. When we were at the stoplight, you revved your Harley like a maniac, and you should have been arrested and taken off the road because were a public
nuisance.
I'm talking in the parking lot. I believe you're challenging. I talk about the parking lot. It's fired up. You jumped in sunroof.
You did that on purpose, and you're a jerk for it, and I'll never forgive you.
Oh, you'll forgive me.
You're right. I love you, man.
Have a good week.
Jim, the armchair detective. Jim, hello, well,
hello.
My friend.
Hello. Hello, Dana. Hello, Scott. No, long time
Hi.
No talk.
It's been
hey, long. Y'all had a protracted discussion the other day about Rod's favorite subject, the medical cannabis card.
Yeah.
Well, he would say the miracle cannabis card.
Yeah, miracle medical.
Well, in some cases, it is a medical miracle. But anyway, until federal laws change, I guess is a warning to all of those that may be faced with that choice. If you have a medical marijuana card, you cannot own a firearm or purchase a firearm.
That is correct.
Federal law.
That is correct.
And I don't know if that came up the other day, but it's been
did,
through
Jim,
the court.
I'm not surprised by it. I was not aware it was so prevalent. If you look it up, man, the states have really grappled with this because the federal government still considers marijuana a Schedule I drug, which is ridiculous. They put it in the same basket as cocaine and heroin. And because of that, you cannot legally own a firearm if you sign a card saying, yes, I have anxiety, I need medical marijuana.
But if I may, and Jim, the armchair court detective, and Dana, I got a little bit of an explanation about this. And if I understood it and remember it correctly from Kelly, who can prescribe medication, okay, as a nurse practitioner. The reason marijuana is a Schedule I drug is not because they consider it the same as, say, cocaine or heroin. Schedule I means it cannot be prescribed.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, that's part of being a Schedule I is they've determined it has no medical benefits.
Right.
Whenever they figure that law out.
Not that they consider marijuana to be the equal to heroin or cocaine.
But don't you think then, now that we know about the medical benefits and doctors will be prescribing it,
but they're not,
they should remove it from Schedule
I? Well, I guess in some, but on the federal level, marijuana is still illegal.
Yeah. Well, now that Jeff Sessions doesn't work there anymore, that might happen.
Yeah, they just went and got another guy who's just like Jeff Sessions, so I don't think that's going to change, Rod.
Okay, he's not just like Jeff Sessions. He doesn't look and speak like a pedophile. He's not a weirdo. I hated Jeff Sessions. I hate politics, but I hate Jeff Sessions more.
Person.
Okay, everybody, CBD right now.
I know.
What is going on?
Puff, puff, pass, dude. I'm not waiting.
All of you
I'm
and him,
fine.
Both of you are maniacs today.
I am fine.
I hated Jeff Sessions. To hear that man stand up there and go, marijuana is the same thing as heroin. Shut up.
Oh, my God. The two of you, get
I'm
some sex.
You, I'm fine.
What is in the water
I'm
here?
I'm in a great mood.
You were not at the beginning of the show.
I'm a little grumpy at 2 o'clock.
You have taken CBD today.
I did, and you made fun of the Backstreet Boys. It made
That's
me angry.
That's because they suck. That's legitimate.
Mike and Lee Summit. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you this evening?
You know
Hi.
What? at 6 o'clock, when I leave these two crazy loons, I'll be fine.
You're going to be better than you deserve.
Oh, my God. Yes. I'll be better than I deserve.
All right. I live in Missouri. I work in Kansas for a major distribution company that has mountains and mist in it. And I have been to the furthest northern part to the furthest southern part of this great God country known as Kansas City the last week. The election was Wednesday. It is now Friday. Take down your political signs. I didn't care who you voted for before the election. I don't care who you voted for 3 days after the election.
Amen.
And it rubs me even wrong more when the bigger the sign is that you have to put it in your front yard, because that just means you have more money that I don't have and you just threw it away at a party for someone who probably didn't even win. So take down your political sign.
Damn.
I don't care.
Damn.
The mic.
Drop the mic. I can't beat it. Go.
And right here for Jaspers. Woo! Make your reservation now at Jasper's. Not required, but certainly recommended, especially on nights like tonight, Saturday night. You know what sounds good tonight is his Tuscan bean soup. Award-winning, original mother's recipe, by the way. And it's amazing. It only comes around in the fall. And feels more like winter tonight, and Tuscan bean soup sounds amazing. Go ask for that by name at Jasper's. The pumpkin ravioli is on that fall menu. The six-hour slow-roasted pork shank is on the fall menu. And save room for dessert. And if you're over 21, limoncello, it is amazing. Give him a call, 816-941-6600, 816-941-6600, or online at jasperskc.com.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Jamie, yes, in the Northland. Hey, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I happen to work at a very large, well-known craft store, and my grievance is whenever bored moms bring their kids in and turn them loose like it's some sort of romper room.
Yes.
And they will actually tell their children, oh, honey, it's okay. They pay people to clean that up. And on top of that, they'll have another child that's screaming their head off. Now, granted, we don't sell a single thing you need to live. Take your kid home. They need you. And then come back at another time. It's not a place for you to just turn them loose and let them play with everything and break it.
Don't you miss the good old days, Jamie? Remember Richmond Gordman's, where you would go in and they had the little play area for the kids, which was just a cesspool of germs and sex offenders. But parents would just drop you off over there and be like, I'll see you in 2 hours. Don't talk to the weirdo sitting in the corner. Do you remember that? You don't, because it was in Topeka. They had playthings like an old blue elephant and a little kangaroo, and moms would just dump you in this room. No supervision. They would just dump you in there, and you would play while they would go shop for whatever they were shopping for.
Yeah, now they call that the toy department at our store, and they just let their kids do whatever they want. And another thing is, hang up and parent. Your child is climbing the fixturing. Put your phone down. The conversation isn't that important. And just parent. Just, for the love of God, parent your children.
Well said, Jamie. Good call. You know what I like about tonight's Festivus Friday? All new. No traffic complaints yet. Aaron in Kingsville. Aaron, hello.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Mine's kind of a three-parter. Best thing about this week, no more political ads for a short time until they start them up again, except for the Gil Fulbright. Everybody loves that one.
If you get a chance,
play that again. Two, it's getting cold. Make sure if you have outside pets, which I don't have a problem with, but make sure they've got a warm place, some fresh straw in their bed, and, you know, unfrozen water. And three, if you have a firearm that is not secured in a locked box, unless it is on your hip, please do me a favor. Take the bullet out of the chamber, or at least make it to where the bullet isn't in the chamber. If you're in such a need to have your gun loaded, ready to fire, you're doing something wrong, or are in an area that you don't need to be in.
Hey, Aaron, it's a good grievance. There was a dad in Lawrence today sentenced to 1 year probation. He left his gun out. One two-year-old found it and shot and killed his two-year-old daughter.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied.
So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists?
Yep.
Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists?
I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
Amen. Next time you go to the polls, just make sure you vote for Gil Fulbright. He's a man of the people. He cares about you. He'll do what's best for you and his state, whatever state that is. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
The incoming governor charts her course. More next.
Fellas, 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 if you are looking for a great holiday gift for your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter, give the gift of the most comfortable, stylish shoe that she will ever wear and go to Rothys.com. I know you've heard Dana bragging about them. Rothys makes flats in 4 styles and a ton of colors and patterns that any woman or young lady would love. They're stylish. They're comfortable. They are the choice if you want something stylish and professional that's not going to kill your feet. If you hate high heels, ladies, you know you do, check out Rothys. They just look amazing. They are soft. They are comfortable. Dana wore her pair to Hawaii, never took them off. Walked all over the islands wearing the same pair of shoes. And have you heard? They're made from recycled water bottles. I kid you not. It sounds crazy, but it's true. They're soft, they're sustainable, and when you're ready to clean them up just a bit, toss them in the washing machine. Right now, Rothys has an amazing deal for listeners of Dana and Parks. Just use the code word Scott Parks, one word, to get free shipping with no minimum. Go to Rothys.com, Rothys.com, enter Scott Parks to get your amazing shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, sustainable, and free shipping. Give the gift that she will thank you for one step at a time. It's Rothys.com.
5:30 in Kansas City. I'm Will Sterrett. Democratic Governor-elect Laura Kelly says she looks to block enforcement of a new adoption law in Kansas that many call discriminatory. The debate centers on agencies working for the state that won't place children in LGBT foster homes. Kelly also said she'd reinstate an executive order banning discrimination against LGBT state workers. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects President Trump to nominate a new attorney general, quote, pretty quickly after the president fired Jeff Sessions earlier this week. When asked about supporting legislation aimed at protecting the special counsel's investigation, McConnell replied, quote, it isn't going to come up because it isn't necessary, end quote. Kansas State Police say a person who reported being the target of a racist slur admits now it was a hoax. Second time in 2 years that has happened at K-State. Kansas State officers were called to an apartment on the Manhattan campus this week where a note containing a racial slur was hung on a door. Police are saying now during questioning, the person who reported the note admitted creating and posting it. Traffic and weather together next. It's 5:31. Now KMBZ weather, few snow showers, windy tonight, nearing record cold. The record set at 19 degrees back in 2000, and we'll be right around that for the overnight low. Sunny and 39 the high tomorrow, moving up to 45 on Sunday with a bit more cloud cover and a reinforcing blast of cold air Monday. Cloudy sky, the work week starts only at 34. Right now, 31 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Sterrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Hey, we don't have time to waste. Let's get some more grievances in here. Dave in Kansas City. Dave, happy Festivus Friday, my friend.
What's up, guys?
What is up?
What's up? Last few times when I go to McDonald's, should I say,
mm-hmm.
I always order a large box of fries, and the last time, they've been jipping me. When I order that, I now shake it twice in front of them, and they all fall down to a medium box. So we're actually getting a medium box of fries instead of a large box of fries. And it's like, I paid $3.
Because they shake them.
And then she tells me, she says, after I do that, she's like, well, that's because you shook them. I said, well, maybe you need to shake them before you give them to me, then fill them back up. I says, I want the fries just like that picture up there where they're overflowing. I says, but now it's a medium box of fries that you all give me.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. And I says, it's been happening. I go, I just shake it twice, the box, and they all fall down to a medium box. So check your fries next time.
Oh, Dave. That was awesome.
Glenn in the Northland. Glenn, hello.
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Better than we deserve, my friend. Thanks. Go ahead.
Hey, I know you said it earlier about nobody complaining about traffic, but I'm sorry, I got to be the first one.
All right.
All right, I hate it when people merge onto a 70-mile-an-hour interstate at 40 miles an hour.
Mm.
You know, I'm a truck driver. I go through this stuff all the time, and I could tell you some harder stories.
I bet.
But, I'll try to move left if I can. But if there's somebody on the other side of me right there, I can't move left, and you're expecting me to slow down for you? That just grabs my leg right there and tears it.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, brother.
Did you just say it grabs his leg and tears it?
Yeah. Jane in Independence. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
Hey, hi there. Jane.
First of all, thank you to all of you for what you do on a daily basis and making me look like a total idiot as I'm laughing hysterically. Uh-huh. With no one else in the car.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
So thank you for that. My grievance is with parents. I work at a school. And when you call them out on something that they're not supposed to be doing because they think they are entitled, and then they get mad at you and call the upper echelon, knowing full well that if they see another parent doing the wrong thing, they're going to be the first to call you about it.
Would this be like bringing outside lunch in for the kids or...
Actually, we allow that.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We do. I'm talking about, let's say you're bringing your child to school late and you know you're not supposed to walk them to their classroom because instruction has begun, but you decide you want to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, Jane? And then they get mad at you for making them follow the rules, yet that's... You know,
Jane,
we're there to make the kids follow the rules, so lead by example. Thank you.
You're a teacher, right?
I am actually not a teacher. Lord knows that I don't have the patience, nor could they pay me enough to be a teacher.
But you work in the school, is that fair
but
to say?
I am in the front office.
Oh, God bless you.
Ooh, that's the hardest job.
The hardest job.
So I get to see it all. I get to hear it all.
Yep.
I get to, but I will protect my staff to the death, because Lord knows I'm the first one in line when they come in.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Jane, God bless you. You have a good weekend, all right?
You do too.
All right, be good. Mark in Kansas City. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you guys today?
We're doing better than we deserve. Thank you, my friend.
I have a two-part grievance that involves basically the same parties, and it's the Kansas City Health Department, Police Department, and our quote-unquote fine mayor. This whole let's go ruin food for homeless has really got a lot of people upset. You have a non-organization trying to do something good, and health department comes and pours bleach on the food and says, oh, can't do it, got to have a permit. Mm. Second part is with the police department is because I heard they either had 6 or 8 police cars show up at the same time to make sure there was nothing happened. I don't know how many times I've called the police for traffic issues, like people, you know, teenagers doing donuts in the middle of 71 highway stopping traffic, yet they won't respond to that, but they'll make sure that somebody is able to go stop from feeding the homeless.
Can I ask you, do you know, Mark, if Free Hot Soup is running this weekend or no?
I do not know.
Okay. It's a good grievance. I know so many people are very angry about it. I have several friends who volunteer for that organization. I shouldn't even call it an organization. That's not what it is. So many people I know are involved in volunteering on their own, feeding the homeless, and I know that there is anger about what happened this week.
Dan in the Northland. Dan, hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hi.
I have a two-part grievance. It's about daylight saving time.
Please.
The first part is all those people who don't know it's called daylight saving time, and they keep calling it daylight savings time.
Okay.
And the second part of this grievance is for those who don't know what daylight saving time is, as yourself, who you want to ban it and get rid of it, but if you ban it and get rid of daylight saving time, that means it will be getting dark at 8 o'clock during the summer.
Yeah, it's the other one we want to abandon, not normal time, correct?
It's normal time that you want to abandon. You want daylight saving time year-round.
Which makes no sense, but I believe you to be correct.
So
yes, and Scott was putting that on his ballot for voting for next year runs.
Well, we're running in 2020, not next year, but thank you very much for remembering that.
Well,
yes.
You were gonna start campaigning next year.
He says don't get rid of the wrong one, and I agree with you.
Yeah, that's our slogan. Don't get rid of the wrong one. We don't care which one it is, just don't get rid of the wrong one.
Well, yes, make sure you get rid of the right one, otherwise you do not have my vote.
Which Okay, so wait. So I want to get rid of the one we're in right now or the one we just left?
No, the one we just left.
That's the one I want to get rid of?
Yes.
See, the real time is right now.
Okay.
Right now is real time.
So this is the one that Rod and I want to keep?
No.
No.
Oh, no. We want to keep the one we just got rid of?
Yes.
Okay.
See, that should be as clear as all of the other ballot language.
It should be.
This whole conversation was about as clear as general ballot language.
Dan, let me ask you a very personal question.
Yes, sir.
Do you plan to vote for the Parks Babcock 2020 ticket in November of 2020 or not?
I do, as long as you put Dana in as secretary.
She is Secretary of State.
I've already said that. I'd like to be Secretary of State.
Okay, as long as she's not in treasurer, we're okay.
Listen, let me ask you a question. If you were a head of state, okay, and you see Dana coming down the stairway of Air Force whatever, would you even bother having that conversation? You would just give her whatever she wanted.
I would probably just take a pillow and throw it at the bottom of the runway so when she falls, she doesn't get hurt.
I'll be a good Secretary of State.
You're going to be a great Secretary of State.
Can I have a grievance real quick?
You may.
I am angry, really all week I've been angry about a lot of things, but the latest thing I'm angry about is this malarkey that you can be Secretary of State and oversee an election that you are running in. And we're seeing all kinds of problems with this. Look at Florida. Look at Georgia. All of these close races. I am here to tell you there needs to be a law. Yes, I just said it. If you are the elected official in charge of the election, and then you decide to run in the election, you cannot oversee your own election.
Did Bill Graves oversee his own election in the 1990s?
My guess is he did.
When he became governor?
And I loved Bill Graves. My guess is he did. I'm telling you, across the board, I don't care what town you live in, you should not be allowed to serve as the election overseer for an election that you are running
in. Now, wait a minute. There is a local example of when a Secretary of State ran for governor and was smoked.
I don't care either way.
Chris
Kobach. Because
Kobach,
there's always a
but in the primary.
In the primary.
I accidentally found 2,000 votes and put me over the top. Isn't that weird?
Box in the corner. And then we got rid of those 35,000 people that should have been allowed to vote.
But Chris Kobach ran for governor in Kansas and lost,
but
and he never
resigned. But the primary was a disaster. And I'm telling you, Scott, this is not about him, because look at what's happening in Georgia. There should be some kind of rule that if you are in charge of overseeing an election, you cannot run the office during that time period that you are overseeing your own election.
So you don't give up the office, you recuse yourself.
You have to recuse. And I know people are going to say, well, their second in the command would just cheat for them, or the staff would just cheat for them. You have to, this is just common sense. Let's say you're a police officer and you are accused of stealing money out of the evidence room. Mm-hmm. This is akin to allowing that police officer to be in charge of the investigation over himself stealing the money.
Okay.
Now, could he do a good job investigating himself? I don't know. Stinks to high heaven to me.
Hugh in Kearney, Missouri. Hello, Hugh.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is with people that go into a big book magazine store and they sit there and read magazines and read books and don't ever buy anything. You don't go into Home Depot and use their hammer and saws to make your birdhouse. And so I would just like to say to all of them, hey, deadbeats, buy your magazine and book and go read it at home and get the hell out of the way so someone else can look at the magazines.
Drop the microphone. 576-7798.
You guys are on fire today. Right here for CM Moe's and Son. Remember, heating, cooling, electric, and yes, all things generator. For 65 years without a day off, that's what they've been doing. They came out and did an airflow test for me this week. The air is flowing in our house poorly. They are going to plug the holes, figure out why the upstairs is stifling, the downstairs is freezing, and then flip that in the summertime. And they're going to help us out. If your home is older, have them come do an airflow test. The technology has greatly improved since I purchased my home, since you maybe purchased your home, and they can help save you in energy costs. I'm really excited to see the work that they're going to do to kind of help tighten up some of the areas where we're losing heat in the home. 816-781-4707 for your appointment. And remember, if you're in the market for a generator, they do that too. They still have that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
We are running out of time, so let's get them all in. Justin in Merriam. Hello, Justin.
Yeah, my grievance is with Scott Parks and so many other friends of mine that say a candidate is the best candidate, but they can't win, so I'm not voting for them.
Mm.
It's a great grievance.
They can't win because you didn't vote for them.
It's a great grievance, Justin.
Okay. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Scott in Lenexa. Hello, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
Hi.
All right. So here's my grievance. You're handing out candy to kids on Halloween, and next thing you know, you open the door, and guess who's standing at your door? A political ad. That should be sacrilegious.
Oh, did you get political door knockers on Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you get 5 or 10 kids in a row, and then the next person to knock on your door is trying to get you to vote for their candidate.
Oh, no.
Which candidate?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I took the flyer and added it to the fire.
Good for you, man. You're right. Halloween should be off limits.
Exactly. Because
they're faking you out when you answer the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not vetting people before you answer the door. You're opening every single one of them.
That's a great grievance.
Good for you. What did you say to them? Did you say anything?
No. I said, hey, there's a kid behind you that needs some candy.
Good for you. Good for you, man. Harry in Lenexa. Hello, Harry.
Hi, Harry. Go ahead.
It's Terry, actually.
Oh, Terry.
Oh, Terry.
Hi,
beg your pardon.
Ahead.
Sorry, man.
I just had a comment about the daylight saving time. I just thought that maybe we'll just move it 30 minutes and we'll be done.
That's actually not a half bad idea.
Say it again.
Put it at 30 minutes. Like right now, it would be 5:25 instead of 5:55 and leave it there through the year.
Yep.
Okay.
That way we're even on both sides. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. And then it's dark at 8:40 instead of 9:30 or 9:40 or something in the summer, which is good enough for me.
Yeah, so you wake up tomorrow morning, and if you set your alarm for 6, you're really waking up at 5:30, and it's 5:30, and that's the time from there on out.
Yep.
That's
no more daylight saving
time. Harry, that is not a – well, it's no more daylight saving time, and it's no more whatever the other thing is called. Daylight losing time.
Yeah.
Seriously. Right. Harry, yeah. I'm telling you right now, man, I think that's a good idea.
It's common sense, like you said.
Bravo, man. Bravo. Common sense is not that common. Bailey in Lawrence. Hello, Bailey.
Hi. So my grievance of the day is people who are walking around with their noses in the air and don't – they take things for granted all the time. I work in a vet clinic, and we just had a client come in today. I won't say names, but we did services on his cat over 3 months ago. He got in trouble with his wife and is coming back in to dispute the services and these, like, the pills that we have given him for his cat. His cat's now healed, and he wants his money back.
Oh, yeah.
What, wait, I'm confused. Why does he want the money back? You healed his cat.
Because the blood work we ran didn't give us an answer. But his cat is better.
Okay.
Did you tell him if you want the money back, you have to give us the cat?
No. Oh. We offered to refund his money, partial money. And he then got on Facebook and bashed our clinic because we wouldn't give him a full.
You know what? Don't pay these people any attention.
No. Well, but do you know how frustrating that would be as a business owner? And I have friends who are business owners who are like, and apparently on somewhere they don't allow you to take down bad reviews, which I think you should be able to dispute bad reviews.
Well, if every business disputed a bad review, that's all they would do. By the way, I was wrong. Instead of it being 525 or 527 now, it would be 627 right now.
Right. You put it on a ballot because that's so clear.
We would go forward. Yeah. We got to run.
Write it just like that.
Guys, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Great hour.
For spending your time with us. It is appreciated more than you will ever know. Have a great weekend. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. Be safe. Be good. Hey, get ready for Nebraska Furniture Mart's Veterans Holiday Sale. Big time deals that you don't want to miss. Hey, it's Scott Parks. And if you're in the market for new furniture, carpet, area rugs, right now you'll pay just 55 cents on the dollar. Plus, the Mart is going to give you an additional 11% off the tagged price. The savings keep coming with huge holiday deals on hundreds of appliances and electronics. Shop with store-wide 24-month financing on purchases of $499 or more. See the store for details. It is the perfect time to get a jump start on your holiday shopping. Let the Mart's friendly sales professionals save you time by narrowing down their selection to find that perfect item for your home. Most items are available for convenient pickup or fast delivery. Whether you're starting your holiday shopping, gifting yourself, the Veterans Holiday Event is the perfect time to shop. Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.